Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when finally Washington, at least, appears to be coming to grips with what happened yesterday in Afghanistan. We are getting more accurate reports than some of the initial reports. You remember the initial reports, there had been basically the understanding given out, and this by our officials in Washington, D.C. The people are supposed to be in charge. They had given out reports that there were two bombs, or even perhaps three. It turns out actually what happened was devastating, and it's scary that it was devastating with fewer resources. Apparently there's only one bomb, the Pentagon is now saying, and that bomb was followed up by gunfire. And it was gunfire by the organized terrorists. The White House press briefing earlier today, just moments ago, it got done with Jen Psaki. She was asked about President Biden's comment yesterday in what was an extraordinarily disappointing and disheartening press conference and a statement. The president is fortunate that the only aspect of his statement that is getting any kind of resonance is where he said, we will not forgive, we will not forget, we will hunt you down. But then Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, has asked a very good question. He said he will hunt down not only the terrorists who did what happened in Afghanistan, but other terrorists who are menacing the United States. And he said there are other terrorist threats, immediate terrorist threats, that are a lot closer to our country than Afghanistan. So after saying something like that, of course, Jen Psaki, the press spokesman, was asked, can you give us any hint of what we're talking about? The answer was no. Well, maybe we can get some hint of what we're talking about, talking to two of the sharpest minds in America, and I mean that. George Will, for many years, for many decades actually, has been the most respected columnist, most independent thinking, and most well-informed. He will be joining us later this hour, and I'm very, very honored that he has chosen to do so. He has written a column that's extremely upsetting about the image, wobbly, inept, undecided, uncertain image that America has communicated to the rest of the world. It was largely reinforced by the president's late but uncertain response to the American public and to the aggrieved. I believe that he was sincere, by the way, in talking about how much pain he felt about the losses. Now it's up to at least 13, it could be more, who died in the horror of the attack yesterday. But we will keep you up to date on that as they continue to try to clarify what actually happened. In terms of what is happening politically, there was at least one this is exactly what we're dealing with. Jeremy just secured what Jen Psaki just said when she was asked a question about Joe Biden's comment on other potential threats. Listen.
The president said yesterday, quote, we have greater threats coming out of other countries, a heck of a lot closer to the United States. Is there anything that you can tell us a little bit, like what countries he was referring to in particular as opposed to Afghanistan? It's a bit of an alarming statement.
I think he was intending to convey what he's conveyed many times about the metastasizing threat from a range of terrorist organizations that have greater capacities around the world, and how we need to keep our eye focused on those as being one of the root reasons why he brought our men and women home. Go ahead.
Okay. He brought our men and women home so they can try to resist terrorist threats closer to the United States. And which countries would those threats be coming from? Would those countries include Mexico? I mean, this entire operation, when she says he's been very clear, he's concerned about how terrorism metastasizes itself and spreading like a cancer. And look, I think it's perfectly fine to compare terrorism to a cancer, but you need a doctor who, a radiologist or an oncologist, to actually figure out where the cancer is to go after it. Because that's one of those things, that having been through cancer treatment, one of the first things they have to do is pinpoint exactly what they're aiming for, because they don't want to destroy your whole body. They just wanted to destroy the cancer that is threatening to kill you. And this is something on which the President of the United States has to be far more clear. I mentioned earlier, just moments ago, that we had two of the finest minds who were joining us today on the show. The other one is Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, who has a powerful column today on the need to replace the Biden foreign policy. Joe Biden is not going to be replaced, not until 2024. Or, you know, barring some kind of medical emergency, and that could always happen. But right now, what we need to do is replace the Biden foreign policy. And he says, look, it's up to Republicans right now to be far more serious about an alternative to the Biden policy. It's not enough to say Joe Biden's doing a terrible job. Look what a mess he's made. That's obvious. What is very important, if Republicans are going to go ahead and win the election, as appears likely, in 2022, and then have a good shot at the presidency, is on this issue of foreign policy, which has been so disastrous in the first half of the first year of the Biden presidency, that what you need to actually look at is what is the alternative. We'll be speaking with Daniel Henninger about that. The GOP held a press conference today, and with a number of comments, one of which will be getting a great deal of attention. NBC's Ali Vitali, this is clip number 8, asked the House Minority Leader, the Republican leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, whether he agrees with calls that have been made that Republicans have issued that Biden should either resign or be impeached over the way he's handled the Afghan withdrawal. Here's McCarthy's answer.
Listen. Extremely frustrated with this president. As I said, if you want to be president of the free world, you have to have the faith, the trust, and the confidence of the American public. President Biden lost that yesterday. There will be a day of reckoning, and we have a constitutional rights. Right now, in the next 5 days, everyone's responsibility should only be focused on getting the Americans out.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's a good answer by Congressman McCarthy, Leader McCarthy. And that next 5 days, that countdown, it's amazing. We're talking about next Tuesday. And they apparently continue to get people out. But what if they aren't done on next Tuesday? And again, Joe Biden hasn't been anywhere near clear enough in terms of explaining what happens then. We will get to some of the fog of war, the confusion about what happened yesterday, why this is such a profound disaster, not just for American foreign policy, but for the whole status and functioning of the American security apparatus. I mean, given the fact that we were warned so repeatedly that there was an imminent terror attack, Why didn't we work effectively to deter that attack? That and much more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I do think the media deserves some credit for correcting some of their own mistakes, and also for what can only be described as vigorous criticism of Joe Biden. Anybody out there who thinks he doesn't deserve it, I mean, come on. He's the President of the United States. And this is being so poorly handled. When we speak to George Ruwill, he has a column that's very important with the headline, "The Biden Administration's Gaseous Obfuscation on Afghanistan Isn't Helping." That's a memorable and appropriate headline. We'll be speaking with that about the President of the United States. The subheading, "Has there ever been such a swift contraction of a new president's standing?" We will also be sharing with you later in the show some of the new analysis by 538, which looks at all the recent polling and makes it very clear that President Biden doesn't have just a problem with Afghanistan. He has a big problem with his handling of the coronavirus crisis. He has a big problem with his handling of the relations with Congress and the desire to spend $3.5 trillion more at this time of crisis. The other thing about the media is General Taylor yesterday, who was trying to inform people, his name is Hank Taylor. He admitted during a press briefing earlier today that there was only one ISIS-affiliated explosion at the Abbey Gate at Hamid Karzai International Airport. U.S. officials had previously said a second explosion, believed to be a car bomb, occurred outside in the nearby Baron Hotel. That did not occur. General Taylor said, "I can confirm for you that we do not believe there was a second explosion at or near Baron Hotel. There had also been stories about a third explosion." No, this is just panic. And that, but the truth is, says General Taylor, it was one suicide bomber. We're not sure how that report was provided incorrectly. General Taylor said the bomb went off right at the gate where service members were stationed and was promptly followed by enemy gunfire from an area just outside the perimeter. This was hardly a lone wolf. There were obviously gunmen who were positioned to start firing just to kill people wantonly, randomly. Afghan officials have already warned the death toll is likely to rise given many bodies that have been dismembered or not yet identified. Blood-soaked clothing and belongings were still scattered all over a canal Friday morning close to where the bomb was detonated. The 18 U.S. service members wounded in the attack have since landed at the American Ramstein Air Base in Germany, where they are being treated. Despite the carnage, officials said more than 300 Americans had been evacuated from Kabul in the 24 hours ending this morning. In total, 8,500 were evacuated on U.S. military flights in that period. Let's go to some of the reaction to President Biden's presentation to the country yesterday. The reaction was tough and well-deserved. On CNN, Jim Scudo, and this again is, I'm specifically focusing on people who are generally supportive of Democrats and of this Democratic administration. But this is the way it's presented on CNN. Clip 21.
Kabul remains a target-rich environment. There are loads of civilians still trying to get into that airport, other targets around the city. And the fact is that Afghanistan has become, in recent weeks, something of a Disneyland for terrorists of all sorts, not just ISIS-K. Remember, Taliban itself is a terrorist organization, but you have many other recruits coming in from around the world and coming there.
Okay, important perspective. New York Times, Peter Baker, he says this about President Biden's speech to the nation yesterday evening. Clip 20.
very, very difficult few weeks already. The idea of now body bags coming home with American troops is heartbreaking. And of course, it undermines the very, mark of success or the standard of success that the Biden administration set in the first place. They said, we're accomplishing this extraordinary evacuation without any American lives cost. Well, now, in fact, it has cost American lives. And the question is, what happens going forward? He did not admit any mistakes. He did not offer any change of course. He says we're going to continue forward the mission as he has already laid it out, but we don't know for sure what will take place between now and Tuesday when this deadline he has set comes to fruition.
And even the brother of one of the one-time fallen heroes from the Democratic pantheon, I'm talking about Chris Cuomo. This is Chris Cuomo, not Andrew. On his show on CNN, he had this to say and to acknowledge about a president he has said he admires. This is clip number 17.
If you want to assess this in terms of blame, there is plenty to go around. Biden has not played his hand well, but he got the cards from Trump, and they were bad cards. It was a bad hand. So enough with the blame game. None of you have high ground. The idea that if the other is worse, you are first, has to end because it makes nothing better. Look at the instant circumstance. What has been improved by any of the drama and the coverage of the same?
Okay, this is at least a recognition that the idea of pointing out that President Trump had made the first commitment for basically unconditional withdrawal, unconditional surrender in Afghanistan. Okay, but look, the point and the question here, and people have to ask it passionately, Joe Biden seems to have been insistent on changing everything from Donald Trump. He wanted to be the un-Trump, the anti-Trump, to move us in a completely different direction. And frankly, that's what many of his voters voted for. So why does he pick this thing, this one thing, surrender in Afghanistan and withdrawal in Afghanistan without any guarantees, without any pledges of meaningful cooperation? Why should that be the one aspect of the entire Trump 4 years that Biden wants to replicate? That's on him. Given the fact that he has had very little hesitation or shyness in changing anything else, everything else about the Trump administration, that seems to me to be a very tough question to answer. When we come back, glad to welcome to this program George Will. His two most recent columns are both about Afghan policy and hint at a way that this could be handled very differently and far more effectively. And I think that's something that Americans are yearning to hear. We'll be back with the great and revered conservative columnist George Will, coming right up on the MedBed Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National security officials are warning President Biden that another terrorist attack in Kabul, Afghanistan is likely. The attacks again could be carried out by ISIS-K terrorists. Ida is now a hurricane. Forecasters saying it has winds of 75 miles per hour. It's about 165 miles from the western tip of Cuba and is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast on Sunday. State and local officials in Louisiana are warning residents to leave low-lying areas and complete major storm preparations as the storm approaches. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell saying,
at this time, I will be and I am calling for mandatory evacuation of all areas outside of our levee protection system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved show, as I've mentioned many times, I look forward to sharing good news with you. One of the pieces of good news is that we get to talk to George Will, who can help provide perhaps some guidance on the horrifying events of the last 24, 48 hours, actually last several weeks. George Will, of course, the most revered and influential conservative columnist ever in the United States of America. He has a new book coming out in 2 weeks called American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent. It covers the period 2008 to 2020. George, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, though I can't say there's much pleasurable about these circumstances. In one of your recent columns, you talk about the impact of these events on Biden's grand plans to remake America and reshape our economy and our whole social structure and governmental structure. Why would this have a direct impact on that?
Well, Friedrich Hayek, who's sort of the spirit of modern conservatism in many ways, had a phrase, epistemic humility. Epistemology is the field of philosophy that governs, that concerns how we know things. What can we know and what can we not know? And what worried Hayek was that people who thought they could rearrange vast domestic arrangements like in a capitalist economy overnight and by legislative fiat didn't understand how little they knew about the complexities of a domestic economy. The same thing is true in foreign policy. How much do we actually know that someone told the president 3 or 4 months ago that he could safely withdraw, that he could safely deal with quickly and without telling our NATO allies, that he could safely have an arrangement with the Taliban, that he could safely count on a decent interval of survival on the part of the Afghan government? And all of these assurances were wrong. Now, it's an axiom of life that when there's no penalty for failure, failures will proliferate. The people who gave the president these false assurances have names and job titles and faces, and they should be held to account. I think it's preposterous that some Republicans are saying the president should resign, that in a parliamentary system that might actually happen if he forfeited the confidence of the legislature. But our system isn't like that. And therefore, accountability has to be exercised and imposed in different ways. After the Bay of Pigs, one of the most reckless, feckless uses of American power in my lifetime and arguably in American history, John Kennedy waited not very long and got rid of the head of the CIA, which had badly misjudged the state of opinion in Cuba and the effectiveness of the kind of forces that we were putting ashore in the Bay of Pigs. There ought to be ways of holding to account people who exaggerate how much they know.
And aside from exaggerating how much they know, you make the point in your column that you say that perhaps few 2022 voters will cast ballots with today's scenes from Kabul's airport on their minds. But because of those mortifying scenes, a significant number of voters might have a more jaundiced view of government's extravagant 2021 pretensions regarding its ability to rearrange the nation's economy and transform its moral premises. Aside from that, do you agree with the point that's been made by Daniel Henninger and others that this really is a time for Republicans to think seriously about foreign policy alternatives?
Absolutely. The American people's view of foreign policy is that they want as little of it as possible. If you go back and examine the reportage on first the Democratic campaign for the nomination and then the general election campaign of 2020, foreign policy was a tiny part of it. And what there was of it was mostly Mr. Trump in vain against Mexico or against Chinese trade. That's really not much of foreign policy. Foreign policy has to do with alliances and non-state actors and all kinds of things. It simply got ignored in the last time we had what is supposed to be a national conversation. That's what we consider political campaigns.
And again, in terms of that foreign policy being voiced by Kevin McCarthy and being put forward by other Republicans, other than the notion that President Biden must resign or we invoke the 25th Amendment or he be impeached, none of that is likely to happen. At this point, do you agree with the general assumption that the election coming up in 2022 is the Republican Party election to lose, that they are likely to prevail?
I think I do, because what I meant in what I wrote in the column about the possible effect of Afghanistan on the elections is this. I don't expect Americans to walk into polling booths and say, with Afghanistan on their mind, with memories, vivid memories of the events at the Kabul airport. But there is a seamlessness to the prestige of government in foreign policy and in domestic policy. Progressives are the party of ever-enlarged government. The Democratic Party is the party of government. And therefore, the Democratic agenda always is give us confidence in government. Give us more of your resources in government, because we can use these resources well. We can skillfully manipulate the complexities of our society. We can transform. Remember how often you've heard now this year Democrats talking about their transformative agenda. We can transform this complicated continental nation of 331 million people. Well, the American people look up and say, no, wait a minute. They can't run a railroad with a profit. They can't deliver the mail. They admit that the infrastructure, which is, after all, the government's responsibility, is not in good shape, because the government has let it become not in good shape. And now we have these scenes from the Kabul airport where a foreign policy a failure is being writ large in our television screens. And that's what I mean by a seamlessness in the prestige of government.
And
people cannot watch what's happening to the misjudgments of the Biden administration in foreign policy and say, well, that's somehow not related to their enormous calls on the future, present and future fiscal resources of the United States for their own pleasure. I think the prestige of government is hostage at the Kabul airport right now.
And I am sure that even though you won't have had the ability to write specifically about the Kabul airport in the forthcoming book, I am sure it will touch upon some of the broader themes, and I look forward to it enormously, coming out in a couple of weeks. George Will's columns on Afghanistan, the two most recent columns, we will post at our website at michaelmedved.com. The Biden administration's gaseous obfuscation on Afghanistan isn't helping. And another column about the wobbly and dangerous nature of the handling of United States foreign policy. One last very important question. Do the Yankees go back to the World Series?
Well, if they keep playing the way they're playing now, certainly. Almost no team can keep playing the way they've played the last 12. What are they, 12-0 now?
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And who would have predicted it? But then again, that's the nature of American life, including that important aspect of American life defined by baseball. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal has written a column about the need to replace the Biden foreign policy. That's a need that many people will feel, not all of them Republicans, including many Democrats, many independents, many people who may have voted for or supported Joe Biden. But it's not just a problem. We'll be speaking to Daniel Henninger coming up. But it's not just a problem that Biden faces of his handling of foreign policy. There's also the matter of America's deeply divided approach to COVID-19. And despite the fact that the polling all shows that when it comes to mandates for vaccinations, mandates for masks in schools and elsewhere, a solid majority of Americans, almost two-thirds, including overwhelming majorities of Democrats and strong minorities of Republicans, do favor that sort of mandate. Biden is going to be judged on how we're doing with this pandemic and whether we are continuing any progress at all toward actually getting back to normal life. In that regard, there's not such good news. This is from Associated Press breaking today. Our country is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between today and December 1st. In other words, 2 months. In the months of September and October, the nation's most closely watched forecasting model shows 50,000 deaths in each month. This is extraordinary. You look at the way, rightly, Americans have reacted to the horror of 15 American deaths. And perhaps as many as 15, with 18 service members taken out to Ramstein for treatment. But here we're talking about 98,000 deaths. In other words, what the coronavirus has in store this fall depends on human behavior. Health experts say that toll could be cut in half, however, from 98,000 to 50,000 if nearly everyone wore a mask in public places? Lauren Ansel Myers is director of the University of Texas COVID-19 Modeling Consortium. Says behavior is really going to determine if, when, and how sustainably the current wave subsides. We cannot stop Delta in its tracks, but we can change our behavior overnight. That means doubling down again on masks, limiting social gatherings, staying home when sick, and getting vaccinated. Those things are within our control, Dr. Myers said. Deaths from COVID-19, the illness caused by the coronavirus, are running at more than 1,100 every day, on average. Turning the clock back to mid-March, one influential model from the University of Washington, their Department of Health Metrics, projects an additional 98,000 U.S. residents will die by the start of December, for an overall death total of nearly 730,000. The projection says deaths will rise to nearly 1,400 per day within 2 weeks from today, mid-September. And then they will decline slowly. We can save 50,000 lives simply by wearing masks. That's how important behaviors are, said Ali Mokhtad, who is a professor of health metrics at University of Washington, who is involved in making the projections. And if you've been following those health metrics projections by UW, they've been pretty good. In terms, not good with good news, but fairly accurate in terms of way indicating where we're going. And this brings me to this overwhelming feeling that, honestly, people should think about, especially when we've just lost these brave and admirable Americans who served their country and gave their lives. What if you knew that you had a good chance of saving somebody's life by wearing masks for the next 2 months? And just the next 2 months. You put on a mask whenever you go into a public place indoors. Wouldn't you do it? Doesn't it seem stupid if you're talking about actually saving a life? And here you're talking about saving a total of 50,000 American lives, they estimate. We've asked Dr. Mokhtad to come on the show to explain these projections. Amid the alarm over the Delta variant in the past several weeks, the slump in demand for coronavirus vaccines reversed course. This is good news. The number of vaccinations dispensed per day has climbed about 80% in the past month to an average of about 900,000. But this is literally a race against death. Also, millions of students are being required to wear masks. A growing number of employers are demanding their workers get the vaccine after the federal government gave Pfizer's shot full approval this week. And cities like New York and New Orleans are insisting people get vaccinated if they want to eat at restaurants. Half of workers in the United States are in favor of a vaccine requirement at that workplace, according to a new poll from the National Opinion Research Center. And in Illinois, healthcare workers and educators from kindergarten through college will be required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus or submit to weekly testing. Governor J.B. Pritzker, who's having a tough re-election fight and deserves a very tough re-election fight, he's not a good governor in my opinion, but he said yesterday in announcing new safety protocols that also include a fresh statewide mandate for masks to be worn indoors. Not yet. For young children who do not yet qualify for vaccines, Pritzker said that 98% of Illinois coronavirus infections from January to July were among the unvaccinated. Now, of course, in January, it was hard to get a vaccine. Almost no one, it wasn't widely available. But 98% of all the cases, unvaccinated, the first doses of the vaccine are required by September 5th for healthcare workers, including nursing home employees, K-12 educators and support staff, the higher educators, teachers, staff, and students. Those who don't comply will have to undergo weekly coronavirus testing. Early signs suggest behavior changes already may be flattening the curve in a few places where the coronavirus raged this summer. However, the troubling trends persist in Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Wyoming, where new infections continue to rise steadily. Mukhtar of the University of Washington said he is frustrated that Americans, quote, aren't doing what it takes to control this virus. I don't get it, he said. We have a fire, and nobody wants to deploy a fire truck. One explanation, the good news in the spring, vaccinations rising, cases declining, gave people a glimpse of the way things used to be, said Elizabeth Stewart of Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and that made it tough for them to resume the precautions they thought they left behind. We don't need to fully hunker down, she said, but we can make some choices that reduce risk. If we behave, Mukhtar said, we can contain this virus. If we don't behave, this virus is waiting for us. It's going to find the weak among us. And there's another study that indicates that the weakest among the weak are the unvaccinated, particularly who are over 60. What is to be done? We will get to that. We'll be speaking to Daniel Henninger about the need for a new Republican conservative policy. And we'll be reviewing a hugely praised woke movie called Candyman. Does it deserve all the acclaim? We'll get to that and to much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.